Tomorrow is the deadline for Californians to register to vote in the recall, assuming it happens as scheduled. And candidates are working to get out the vote, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Rock the Vote volunteers have been busy signing up voters at universities and colleges around the state, wooing students with music, free pizza, and a chance to meet the candidates. At Santa Monica Community College a few days ago, young people lined up to register to vote, some for the first time. Heidi Pendergast says in the past month and a half, the nonpartisan Rock the Vote has signed up 10,000 voters.
It's been extremely hectic. We've been contacted by colleges all over the state of California to get a voter registration kit. Everybody's kind of on the edge of their seats looking and, you know, watching their nightly news to find out if they do go to the polls or if they don't.
Pendergast says many of the students are declining to state a party affiliation, but they've been galvanized by the hype and excitement of the recall. Many are revved up to vote on Proposition 54. A ballot initiative that would ban public agencies from collecting and using racial data. Another student leader, Thomas Warren, says all the twists and turns of this election haven't discouraged activists from trying to get people ready to vote.
A lot of students come on and say, I don't know anything. What do I need to know? What am I registering for? What is the Prop 54? What is the recall? Who's the leading candidate? So everybody's kind of confused about when it's going to go down in October or in March. But either way, we want to make sure that we got everybody here and registered. So whenever it does happen, they're going to go out and be able to vote. So that was the most important thing.
Around the state, county officials say they've seen a surge in voter registration and early absentee voting. LA's Connie McCormick, the registrar of the state's largest county, says her office has received 100,000 registrations in the past month alone.
It is astounding, but it's actually very similar to our presidential numbers when we have a November presidential election. So that's usually indicative of high voter interest.
Still, McCormick says that doesn't guarantee a high voter turnout on Election Day, which is one reason the parties and the candidates have stepped up efforts to reach 5 million eligible voters not yet registered. Art Torres heads the California Democratic Party.
At no time in the history of this state will there be an election so significantly impacted by one single vote. When you need 50% plus one vote to recall the governor, that one vote may very well make a difference, and that's why every vote counts.
The last figures compiled by the Secretary of State's office in August showed that 44% of the registered voters are Democrats and 35% Republicans. But at the L.A. County Fair, the GOP seemed to have the edge on signing up voters.
See the crowd around here? Since noon, it has been packed in here like this.
Local Republican Club Chair Betty Flippin helped sign up dozens of voters the first day of the fair. She was surrounded by first-time voters and some former Democrats who say they want the chance to vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A lot of them are switching over. They're fed up with the Democrats, you know, and they're tired and sick and tired of them, and they want to switch over.
Of course, in this election, voters can choose from all candidates, regardless of party affiliation. For now, the deadline for registration remains Monday, but that could change if the court decides to change the date of the election. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.